Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
Lee, this gentleman's feeling A-OK. From the NBN Sports Room, Paddy Kilmurray. Good morning.
Good morning, Todd. I'm feeling better than you sound, mate.
Oh, well, that's...
A bit crook.
The huskiness is not working for you, I gather.
No, mate. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, well, you'll have a couple of minutes to think about it. Don't jump to any conclusions. Don't make any decisions
yet. Won't jump too early, mate.
Final home game of the season for the Knights. And I was talking to a few people during the week, and I think you and I discussed this. Considering how bad a season it's been, the fans have been pretty patient. How did you see the final game at Hunter Stadium for the boys?
But I'm astonished with the fans, honestly. I think our attendance for home games this year was over 14,000. So considering the club has had one win and a draw, it's pretty outstanding. So, you know, that's a massive effort from Knights fans. Well done. I mean, they're just sticking through thick and thin with their team, really struggling. So imagine what we'll see when this team starts to perform and Nathan Brown, I suppose, gets the team on the paddock that he wants and gets, I suppose, what he's looking for out of this roster, I think. You know, we might go back to the heady days where they just average, you know, close to 20,000 for a match and we're regular semi-finalists. So, look, the match against the Bunnies, it was patchy. I think, you know, we weren't really expecting a big win. The Bunnies have sort of come home with a bit of a wet sail late this year, so we were expecting them to sort of run over us with, like, Burgess and things like that. Aaron Gray had an absolute blinder, but there were patches that were pretty impressive. I was impressed with the debutant, Dylan Piffian. Difficult name to say. I hope I just got it right. But, I mean, he's in his early 20s and was just thrown a jersey earlier in the week and they told him to play hooker. It wasn't his regular position. He went out and had a blinder, in my opinion. So there's hope there. And then we're going to Cobra this weekend. So, look, the Dragons are struggling. And I think, you know, if we can get a win before the season's out, it would work wonders.
Hey, just putting you on the spot and asking you a question without notice, what's the worst as far as Wooden Spoons are concerned? One win and one draw. Would this go down as one of the worst efforts for a Wooden Spooning team in history?
Yeah, look, since the NRL was formed, you know, formerly ARL, I think one of the worst seasons ever is something around 3. Don't get me wrong, you know, clubs have gone through seasons before that in the ARL without a win. So let's not forget the old Magpie sides that were coached by Tommy Radonic.
Yes.
I think he had one team that went through with one win or something along those lines. So, look, there's no hiding. This is a horrendous year. A back-to-back Wooden Spoon, who wants them? No one. But, you know, I bumped into Jared Mullen the other day. I was just having a chat to him, and he's like, look, there's guys on this side that haven't won a game this year. He's like, it's so important. He was being really genuine. He's like, it's so important for us to get a win against the Dragons, or this was before the Souths game, to see out the season, so they got some hope coming in the next season, because you'd be worried that some of these players losing all these games, being so young, you'd be a little bit worried that it might stunt their growth.
Yeah, but they're paid professionals, so really it's...
Let's not forget that.
They know. And the Australian Board Riders battle coming to town as well.
Yeah, huge for surfing. So this is going to precede surfers. Look, the Australian Board Riders battle has really grown in the last couple of years. It's a grassroots event that sort of pits club teams from around Australia against each other in a, you know, certain formats. It's been held at Cronulla the last couple of years. This is an event which is, you know, broadcast live on Foxtel, and it really sort of gets all the best surfers from around the country. So Mick Fanning, Joel Parkinson, Steph Gilmore, they all take part. They all go back and support their local club. So this is going to be in Newcastle, at Newcastle Beach, for the next 2 years. So massive for surfing and the Hunter. It's really going to, I suppose, even help surfers grow.
Fantastic. Paddy, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Good on you. Good to chat to you, Todd.
2NUR FM 103.7.